Yeah, so, you know, and then over the winter, I mean, we didn't make any big formal announcements. We wanted to really have a something in the spring of free canoes and kayak rentals, you know, like we did last year for 4th Avenue Fest at the Nature Center, and over 120 individuals used it that night. It was just a beautiful night, and most of them paddled around this island, you know, so that was in our mind, and then the pandemic obviously changed plans in many ways, and that was one of them that got nicked. So kind of a different rollout than we wanted to do, but because that is such a great spot, you know, putting it in Cedar River there at Austin Mill Pond and people going around the island. I did some virtual thing with the chamber on Friday out in kayaks with their marketing coordinator, Wendy, and we were kind of hanging around the island and saw a bullfrog there after it was making lots of sounds and interrupting our virtual event. But when that was over, then I found who was making all that noise, and that was really cool to see. So, you know, it's just a small little island. There's a lot of history, though, with it. And, you know, it's part of the what I did writing up a historical article, not just on that island, but also the Ghost Island, as I call them, where the state park was created. And so that's what maybe not a lot of people know about, is that to create a state park, they had to put in a ton of time and money into this, and more than they ever thought they would when they first gave Austin a state park. But you think about a swampland and creating it into something nice and useful, and the community decided to, instead of having a bunch of islands, to make one kind of lake-shaped stretch of the river there, like we have today, and that involved dredging away islands and connecting other islands to the mainland. So in the end, the island we have today, by all accounts, was man-made through that process. That survived even a 1960s dredging project that the community was concerned would eliminate it through the dredging, but the city vowed to make sure that the island stayed.